From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Officials in Chile now say at least 300 people were killed in yesterday's earthquake. The quake measured 8.8. It was one of the most powerful quakes on record. Many Chileans slept outside last night, fearing aftershocks. From Santiago, the BBC's Candace Piat reports rescue and recovery efforts are continuing.
The quake, which hit early on Saturday morning, has wrecked much of Chile's road system and plunged large parts of Santiago into darkness. To the south, near the epicenter of the quake, near Concepcion, TV pictures are showing severe damage. Whole apartment buildings and bridges are down. The damage to the road systems and to communications has made it impossible to find out the true scale of the impact of what has been called the worst earthquake in Chile in 50 years.
The BBC's Candace Piat reporting from Santiago. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii today lifted the tsunami alert it had issued for the entire Pacific region. Hundreds of thousands of people in Japan have been urged to leave low-lying areas. Officials say it may be hours before they can return home. The all-clear was sounded yesterday in Hawaii, where large waves never materialized. Heidi Chang reports from Honolulu.
For hours, people in Hawaii anxiously waited, bracing themselves for the tsunami. There was an eerie calm along beaches that were evacuated. By afternoon, the tsunami warning was canceled. Gerard Fryer is a geophysicist at the Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii.
We predicted that in Hawaii, the maximum wave height would be about 7 feet. It was significantly less. It was about half that, and we know why. And that's a lesson for us to take home and incorporate back into our models, and so that next time we'll do better.
Fryer says they assumed the earthquake was in deeper water than it really was, and in reality, less water was involved in the generation of the tsunami. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
A tsunami did swamp a village on Robinson Crusoe Island off Chile yesterday. Officials say at least 4 people died and 11 others are missing. Hundreds of thousands of people are living outdoors in Haiti after last month's earthquake. Their misery has been compounded by heavy rain in the southwest that triggered widespread flooding. Officials say at least 8 people were killed and 2 others were missing. It's still several weeks before Haiti's rainy season typically begins. Israeli police moved into a holy site in Jerusalem today to stop Palestinian protesters from hurling rocks at tourists. The site is known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. Officials say calm was quickly restored to the area. The area has often been a flashpoint of violence in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. This is NPR News. Fire officials in New York City say ice came crashing through a glass atrium in a building last night. Both ice and glass fell into the lobby area of the Sony building on Madison Avenue. They say 10 people were injured. None of the injuries were believed to be serious. Parts of New York got more than 2 feet of snow last week, part of a major storm in the Northeast that has left more than 1 million people without electricity. Officials say it may take a week before power is restored to everyone. The White House has named a new social secretary. NPR's Carol Van Dam has details.
Juliana Smoot, former chief of staff to U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk, will replace Desiree Rogers. She was White House social secretary when a Washington-area couple talked their way past heavy White House security into the Obama administration's first state dinner 3 months ago without an official invitation. Rogers did not have any of her staff at the arrival gate for the dinner and was roundly criticized for her handling of the event. On Friday, President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama issued a statement thanking Rogers for what they called her terrific job, organizing more than 300 events while serving in the post. The White House did not offer a reason for her departure, effective next month. The president released a statement saying Juliana Smoot shares the Obama's commitment to creating an inclusive, dynamic, and culturally vibrant White House. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Today is the final day of the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, British Columbia. A major event still undecided is men's hockey. The U.S. will play Canada for the gold medal today. Both countries have done very well in the games. The U.S. has won 36 medals, more than any other country has won at any Winter Games. Canada is leading in the gold medals, 13 so far. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.